Well, good morning. It is April 20th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today is a pre-record day because I got some stuff going on this morning. Lots going on today on the life of our church. We got a wedding shower. We have a community outreach event, Green Up Day here in town. So lots of running around, lots of things going on. So apologize I didn't say anything about it yesterday, but here we are. But that said, hopefully, Lord willing, you are able to tune in with us whenever is most convenient for you. And Lord willing, either if it's the night before or at your normal time at 7 o'clock. Again, I just encourage you to make sure that you leave an alarm on your phone or an alarm in general, just to let you know that it's time to read the Bible. And so you set that time aside each and every day. So with that said, on April 20th, 2024, we're going to continue our chronological reading by picking up in 2 Samuel 2, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 5. And then we're going to jump over to a corresponding text in 1 Chronicles 3, 1 to 4. Then back to 2 Samuel 23, 8 to 17. And then back to 1 Chronicles 11, verse 11 to 19, then back to 2 Samuel 23, verse 18 to 39, and then back to 1 Chronicles 11, verse 20 to 47. So let's get in the Word. By the way, I did not congratulate you all that we finished the book of 1 Samuel yesterday, so good job to everybody. We are now on 2 Samuel, and so we're going to pick up in verses 1 to 7 of chapter 2. Reading about how David was anointed king of Judah. It happened after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up to any of the cities in Judah?" And the Lord said to him, "Go up." And David said, "Where shall I go?" And he said, "To Hebron." And so David went up there, and his two wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. And David brought up the men who were with him, every man with his household, and so they dwelt in the cities of Hebron. Then the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying, "The men of Jabesh-Gilead were the ones who buried Saul." And so David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh-Gilead and said to them, "You are blessed of the Lord, for you have shown this kindness to the Lord, to your Lord, to Saul, and have buried him. And now may the Lord show kindness and truth to you. I also will repay you this kindness because you have done this thing. Now therefore let your hands be strengthened and be valiant, for your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah has anointed me king over them." Ishbosheth proclaimed king of Israel, 2 Samuel 2, 8 to 11. But Abner, the son of Ner, commander of Saul's armies, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Menahem, and he made him king over Gilead, over the Asherites, over Jezreel, over Ephraim, over Benjamin, over all of Israel. Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned for 2 years. Only the house of Judah followed David, and the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. War between Israel and Judah, 2 Samuel 2:12-17. Now Abner, the son of Ner, and the servants of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, went out from Menahem to Gibeon, and Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David went out and met them by the pool of Gibeon. And so they sat down, one on one side of the pool, and the other on the other side of the pool. And then Abner said to Joab, "Let the young men now arise and compete before us." And Joab said, "Let them arise." And so they arose and went over by number, 12 from Benjamin, followers of Ishbosheth the son of Saul, and 12 from the servants of David. And each one grasped his opponent by the head and thrust his sword in his opponent's side, and so they fell down together. And therefore that place was called the Field of Sharp Swords, which is in Gibeon. And so there was a very fierce battle that day, and Abner and the men of Israel were beaten before the servants of David. The death of Asahel, 2 Samuel 2, 8, 18 to chapter 3, verse 1. Now the three sons of Zeruiah were there, Joab and Abishai and Asahel. And Asahel was as fleet of foot as a wild gazelle. And so Asahel pursued Abner, and in going he did not turn to the right hand or to the left, following Abner. Then Abner looked behind him and said, "Are you Asahel?" And he said, "I am." And Abner said, "Turn aside to your right hand or to your left, and lay hold on one of the young men, and take his armor for yourself." But Asahel would not turn aside from following him. And so Abner said again to Asahel, "Turn aside from following me. Why should I strike you to the ground? How then could I face your brother Joab?" However, he refused to turn aside, and therefore Abner struck him in the stomach with the blunt end of the spear, so that the spear came out of his back, and he fell down there and died on the spot. And so it was that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still. Joab and Abishai also pursued Abner, and the sun was going down when they came to the hill of Ammah, which is before Giah, on the road to the wilderness of Gibeon. Now the children of Benjamin gathered together behind Abner and became a unit and took their stand on top of the hill. And then Abner called to Joab and said, "Shall the sword devour forever? Do you not know that it will be bitter in the latter end? How long will it be until you tell the people to return from pursuing their brethren?" And Joab said, "As God lives, unless you had spoken, surely then by the morning all the people would have given up pursuing their brethren." And so Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still and did not pursue Israel anymore, nor did they fight anymore. Then Abner and his men went on all that night through the plain, crossed over the Jordan, and went through all of Bithron, and they came to Mahanaim. And so Joab returned after pursuing Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, there were missing of David's servants 19 men in Asahel. But the servants of David had struck down of Benjamin and Abner's men 360 men who died. Then they took up Asahel and buried him in his father's tomb, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at daybreak. Now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David grew stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul grew weaker and weaker. David's sons born in Hebron, 2 Samuel 3, 2-5. Sons were born to David in Hebron. His firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelite, his second Chileab by Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, the third Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adonijah, the son of Haggith, the fifth Shephatiah, the son of Abital, and sixth Ithraim by David's wife Eglah. These were born to David in Hebron. 1 Chronicles 3, 1-4. Now, these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelite, the second Daniel by Abigail the Carmelite, the third Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adonijah, the son of Haggith, the fifth Shephatiah by Abital, the sixth Ithraim by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron. There he reigned 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. David's mightiest men, 2 Samuel 23, 8-17. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Joshbed, Bathrabeth, the Tachmonite, chief among the captains. He was called Adino, the Esnite, because he had killed 800 men at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahoite, one of the three mighty men. Some of these names, man. The Ahoite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there for battle. And the men of Israel had retreated. He arose and attacked the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand struck the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to plunder. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop there, and where there was a piece of ground full of lentils. And so the people fled from the Philistines. But he stationed himself in the middle of the field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. And so the Lord brought about a great victory. The 30 chief men went down to harvest time and came to David at the cave of Adullam. And the troop of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And so the three mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, "Far be it from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is this not the blood of the men who went in jeopardy of their lives?" And therefore he would not drink it. And these things were done by the three mighty men. Corresponding text in 1 Chronicles 11, 10-19. Now these were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in this kingdom, with all Israel to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Joshbeam, the son of the Hakamite, chief of the captains. He had lifted up his spear against 300, killed him at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahuite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasadaim, and there the Philistines were gathered at battle, and there was a piece of ground full of barley. And so the people fled from the Philistines, and they stationed themselves in the middle of that field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. And so the Lord brought about a great victory. Now, 3 of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam, and the army of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David then went in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of the water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And so the three broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew the water from the well that was in the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord and said, "Far be it from me, O my God, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For at the risk of their lives they brought it, and therefore he would not drink it." And these things were done by the three mighty men. David's 30 mighty men, 2 Samuel 23:18-39. Now Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, the chief of another three, he lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Was he not the most honored of the three? And therefore he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Jehudiah, the son of the valiant men from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day, and he killed an Egyptian, a spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand, and so he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehudiah did, and won a name among the three mighty men. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three, and David appointed him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shammah the Haradite, Elika the Haradite, Helez the Pathite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekite, Abazizer the Anathite, Mebunai the Hushathite, Zalnan the Ahalite, Maharaiah the Nephathite, Heleb the son of Banai the Nephathite, Ittai the son of Ribai from Gibeah of the children of Benjamin, Benaniah, a Perathite, Hiddai, from the brooks of Gash, Abi, Al-Ban, the Arathite, Asmarath, the Barathite, Elaba, the Shalomite, the sons of Jethan, Jonathan, Shama, the Harathite, Ahiham, the son of Sharah, the Harathite, Eliphet, the son of Abisai, the son of Machathite, Eliam, the son of Aphithel, the Gilavite, Hezri, the Carmelite, Perai, the Arbite, Igal, the son of Nathan, of Zobah, Banai, the Gadite, Zelek, the Ammonite, Naharai, the Berite, armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zerathite, Ira, the Ithrathite, Gareb, the Ithrite, and Uriah, the Hittite, 37 in all. 1 Chronicles 11:20-47, the corresponding text. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of another three. He had lifted up his spear against the 300 men and killed them, and won a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honored than the other two, and therefore he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Jehudiah, the son of the valiant men from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed two lion-like heroes of Moab, and he also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great height, 5 cubits tall. In the Egyptian's hand there was a spear like weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehudiah did, and won a name among the three mighty men. Indeed, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three, and David appointed him over his guard. Also, the mighty warriors were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth, the Havarite, Helez, the Pelethite, Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekite, Abizizer, the Anathite, Sibachai, the Hushathite, Eli, the Aholite, Maharai, the Nethothite, Heled, the son of Banai, the Nethothite, Ittai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the sons of Benjamin, Benaniah, the Pithothite, Hurai of the brooks of Gash, Abiel the Aravite, Asmaheth the Baromite, Elaba the Shamovite, the sons of Hasham, the Gizeonite, Jonathan, the son of Shaggai, the Harite, Ahiam, the son of Sakar, the Harite, Eliphaph, the son of Ur, Hepher, the Maccathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Nari, the son of Ezbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mihar, the son of Haggai, Zelek, the Amorite, Naharai, the Bethrothite, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zerari, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabab, the son of Ahlai, Adonai, the son of Shizah, the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanai, the son of Makai, Jehoshaphat, the son of Mithnite, Uzai, the Athrathite, Shammah, and Jael, the sons of Hotham, and the Aorite, Jedidel, the son of Shimri, and Johah, his brother, the Tizite, Elalel, the Mahathite, Jerubai and Joshaviah, the sons of Elnam, Ithman, the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jashiel, the Mezobate. Lots of names, but that was our reading today for April 20th, 2024. Thank you all so much for joining me. I do apologize for laughing at the name Dodo. I don't know why. That's just a funny name to me. So anyway, leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I'll be sure to mark that down. Thank you all so much for joining me. On that note, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness to us and your grace. Lord, we thank you, God, for the detail of your word. And God, we know it's true, Lord. There is no other ancient piece of literature as so detailed as this. And God, it can only be brought about by you. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you just help us to always be thrilled and blown away by the greatness of your word. Lord, we love you and we commend each other to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everybody.